USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump announced a restructuring of the national strategic stockpile, which lacked sufficient critical supplies to combat the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump blames the Obama administration for the shortfall. The Trump administration's goal was to expand the stockpile so it has enough supplies for more than 90 days rather than just a few weeks. He said, under the previous administration, the stockpile was depleted and never refilled. My administration is taking action to modernize the stockpile during this crisis. The president took the time to thank the frontline workers.
In the days ahead, America will endure the peak of this terrible pandemic. Our warriors in this life and death battle are the incredible doctors and nurses and healthcare workers on the front line of the fight. We pledge to them our eternal gratitude and everlasting support. They make all of us very proud.
This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Republican Senator Richard Burr has announced he will step aside from his position as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee amid a Justice Department investigation into stock trades he made prior to the market's plunge from the spread of coronavirus. The announcement followed a dramatic escalation of the FBI's probe of Burr. A senior Justice Department official confirmed that Burr provided his cell phone to investigations after his lawyer was served with a subpoena. Burr has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing for a sale of up to $1.7 million in stocks, with many trades involving industries hit hard in the wake of COVID-19 spread throughout the U.S. JCPenney's is giving millions of dollars in pay bonuses to top executives as the department store chain reportedly teeters on the edge of bankruptcy. The 118-year-old company is one of many retailers that was forced to temporarily close its stores as the coronavirus spread across the United States. JCPenney, which has 90,000 employees, would join Neiman Marcus and J. Crew among retailers that went bankrupt since the virus struck. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The Supreme Court seems divided over how broadly religious institutions, including schools, hospitals, and social service centers, should be shielded from job discrimination lawsuits by employees. The court heard arguments by telephone with the audio available live for a second week because of the pandemic. The court has 2 days left of scheduled telephone arguments as the High Court heard a case stemming from a unanimous 2012 Supreme Court decision in which the justices said the Constitution prevents ministers from suing their church for employment discrimination. The COVID-19 pandemic has slowed the transfer of vital organs for transplant. The public's limited movement, thanks to stay-at-home orders and social distancing, means fewer of the accidents that generate organ donations. Some people anticipating transplants have now been inactivated from the national wait list because of the crisis. Despite a dwindling supply, surgeons are now declining organs from coronavirus hotspots. In addition, concern about the availability of personal protective equipment has halted live donor transplants at local transplant centers. Donors and transplants reached all-time highs in 2019, according to the United Network for Organ Sharing, the nonprofit that manages the country's organ transplant system under contract from the U.S. government. While the number of weekly transplants nationwide hovered around 800 for the first 2 months of 2020, that number has dipped to under 200 per week by the middle of March. On the one-year anniversary of my heart transplant, I'm John Hunt.